Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
Did you enjoy the snow yesterday? I did. You know, I went down, right after the Mass yesterday morning, I went at the back of the church and we had great snow there, just along the Tom Smith Road. And I made some snowballs and began to throw, you know. I had a few friends with me, yeah. And so, let's play, I said. So, have some fun. It's beautiful, right? We got this snow out of nowhere. Isn't that amazing? God just gave us this early Christmas gift. White Christmas early, having this snow. It's fun. But I didn't get enough time to make a snowman out of it, you know. But I'm sure some of the kids did that. Snowman. It's fun. It looks like Christmas already. But we are just in the second Sunday of Advent. Two more Sundays to go before Christmas will be upon us. You know, before we know it, it will be upon us. So how is the Christmas preparations going on? Yeah, I know, very busy, right? We are all very busy. You know, I recently read a bumper sticker on a car which said, "Keep Christ in Christmas." I'm sure you have seen that. Keep Christ in Christmas. What's happening with the way we celebrate Christmas these days that there seems to be an absence of Christ in Christmas? Why? What's happening? Where is Christ gone in all our preparations and celebrations? Christ is the very reason why we should be celebrating Christmas. But then we begin to feel his absence more and more. You know, Christmas has been so commercialized. Yeah, so much so that we get, with all what is going on, we get so much stressed. So much stress that comes with these Christmas preparations. So much so that we begin to forget and lose the very meaning of Christmas. What Christmas really is about. You know, Amazon and other companies, you know, tell us how we should be celebrating Christmas these days. You know, they are very good for that. They encourage us to go shopping, you know. For example, AmazonSmile.com. Go online and sign up for St. John Newman. While you shop, we get a percent of it. Of you. This is not a commercial break. No? But I'm just saying. And that's how we have become now. No? But there's nothing wrong in giving some to St. John Newman while you shop. We get so caught up with all these, you know, buying gifts, wrapping gifts, writing Christmas cards, and we are worried where these will reach our friends on time. So much stressed out, so much so that we lose the peace, joy of Christmas. Christmas is all about joy, peace, love, hope. That's what the message of Christmas. That's what our Savior brought, bring to this world. So how can we bring back some of this peace, joy, and love into our lives this Christmas? Both the prophets Isaiah and John the Baptist in today's scripture readings show us the way, how we can do that. Prophet Isaiah prophesied long ago, as we heard in today's first reading, "Listen to the voice of the one crying out in the desert. Prepare the way of the Lord. Repent." That is the message of the Advent season. Prophet Isaiah prophesied that someone will arise in the desert and he will proclaim the message of repentance. John the Baptist appeared. In the gospel we heard that. He came to fulfill that prophecy of Prophet Isaiah. John the Baptist, as we know, is the last prophet to come into this world before the Messiah arrived. And he is also the greatest prophet. Why? Because of the special mission entrusted to him. His mission was to prepare the people. Yes, and he did so powerfully, so forcefully in the desert in Israel. Yeah, there are deserts, valleys, and mountains in Israel. We just recently went there. to Israel. We had a great trip, the pilgrimage to the Holy Land. And Deacon Mike and I were part of that great group we had. You know, several of them are here who were with us in that team. We saw the mountains and valleys and deserts. It is a desert even today. But you know, it's a land flowing with milk and honey. That's amazing. God's promise is true. He will bring forth milk and honey and great wealth from that desert. It is happening. And we saw the place where John the Baptist preached and where he baptized people who came to him repenting for their sins in the River Jordan. We went down to River Jordan and we had a ritual baptism too. You know, I sprinkled some water on these, you know, guys. I wanted to dip them in the River Jordan, but they wouldn't. They wouldn't go in. They are scared. But you know, baptism cannot be repeated, but we can renew our baptismal commitment. That's what we did in the River Jordan, the very same place where John the Baptist baptized the people who came to him with a repentant heart. The message of John the Baptist is, repent, the Lord is at hand. And people listened to his message. They repented. They came to him in droves. And they prepared themselves spiritually for the arrival of the Messiah. This is the message of Advent. In today's first reading, we heard Prophet Isaiah saying, level the mountains. What kind of mountains that he is referring to? It's not literally the physical material mountain. Level the mountains of your sins and pride. And fill the valleys of your emptiness with love and good works. This is what is the call of the season of Advent. Level the mountains of your sins and fill the valleys of your emptiness with love and good works. The other day someone came to me for confession and told me, Father, I haven't been to confession for the past 32 years. 32 years. That person hasn't gone to confession. I said, that doesn't matter. What matters is you are here now. That's all what matters to God. He loves you. He has been waiting for you for the past 32 years. I'm glad you are here. Go and sin no more. Yes, this is a call to conversion of heart, change of heart. And God's grace can touch us any moment. We just have to remain open and allow the grace to touch us. When that happens, change happens in our life. Transformation takes place. So be hopeful, brothers and sisters. You know, we all want a change seen in the world today, right? We want changes happening in the world. We want a cure for every disease, every deadly illness that is happening in the world today. We want an end to poverty and hunger in the whole world. We want to see this change. We want to see an end to all sorts of violence and terrorism and evils in the world today. We want to see a change and peace and order in our society, in our families, in our hearts. But the question is, what are we doing on our part personally to bring about these changes? You know, you may recall the famous cartoon character Charlie Brown. No? Charlie Brown, in one of his episodes, the cartoon, the comic character, he says, everybody wants to change the world, but nobody wants to change himself or herself. So how can we expect change if nobody wants to change? But we want to see the change in the world. Change has to begin with oneself. Mahatma Gandhi used to say, be the very change that you want to see in the world. Be the change you wish to see in the world. We all can make a difference when we change. And that spreads and the whole world changes. This Christmas, brothers and sisters, let us make a difference. Not like any other Christmas of the past, but make a difference through a renewal and change of heart, and by making ourselves instruments of love, joy, and peace for others. Let's share that message. That is the message of Christmas. Let's be an instrument of hope for one another. Look at these buckets here. These are called buckets of hope. It is amazing that we become an instrument of hope for someone else. Someone who is suffering from HIV and who are homeless. This would mean a lot for them this Christmas time. In a little way like this, we can bring hope into the lives of others and make them happy this Christmas time. Amen.